guest speaker, Cynthia W. from Raleigh, North Carolina, to speak on the Sumtimer.
Hey, family, my name is Cynthia and I'm an addict. Grateful to be here, blessed to see another day clean. And if you happen to be here, give yourself a hand. And I did that because of the simple fact of I was like listening to Mr. Carlton and Miss Hope here, and me too, I was supposed to be here, but because of my time, they had changed and said that I wasn't supposed to be here. So I was like, okay, and they said I was going to be with somebody with 30 years, somebody with 22 years, and I was going to be the newcomer. And I was happy because I was going to be able to, like, skip around some stuff, right? But the God of my understanding has a tendency to do just what he does. He works in my life, and he has me as the sometimer. So in my mind, right, because I do have that piece of meat like Mr. Carton was talking about up in my head, in my mind I wasn't sometimer because of my own prejudiceness and my own judgmental. I wasn't sometimer mean you ain't doing meetings, you ain't doing no steps, you ain't doing none, so I don't qualify. Mm-hmm. But the God of my understanding took me somewhere else, because see, I can sometime practice spiritual principles. See, because of the simple fact of I can get up in my head because I do have some power when I think I do. Sometime I get up, God of my understanding, permission. You know, third step, take it back when I want to. Because I think I know how to do what I need to do to take care of me. And I smoked dope for 25 years and I'm the last one told me to use. But all of a sudden, I got some power. Right? So we're talking about being a sometime. So I'm just going to go to where I'm at right now in my life. You know, I'm just real, real grateful. See, y'all might not understand. When I say grateful, I mean grateful. I'm talking about coming from baking soda and water and refrigerator. I'm grateful. I'm talking about being to take a bath today with permission. I'm grateful. See, the disease of addiction would allow me to forget some of that stuff. And make me go back to think just because I've been here for a little while, I'm able to go to work. Because when I got here, I was unemployable. So now, because I've been here for a little while, I got a little bit of position. I sometime go when I want to. See, but in the long run, right, I already know the outcome if I don't go to work. But I still want to run on self-will. You know, do what I want to do because I want to do what I want to do. You know, but I'm real grateful that I have participated in my recovery. And I don't always do that all the time. You know, I'm talking about like practicing some behaviors, right? And want to be okay with it. As soon as my sponsors come, I want to jump on them for doing the same thing that I did. You know, sometimes want to practice some spiritual principles. See, I'm talking about being able to understand and identify exactly what I'm talking about when I say sometime, because it can apply in any area of my life. What am I really willing to do to participate in my recovery so I'm not a sometimer? You know, am I able to look at me and be open-minded and say, okay, you got an issue. You might need to do some work, because I've been around here long enough to know the exact nature of my nature. See, my sponsor told me I got to be able to see me coming. I got to be able to see me coming, because if I don't, I'm liable to get the same thing that I've been getting for a long time. In order to see me coming, I got to be willing to look at my behaviors and see exactly what's going on with me. And I don't want to do that all the time. You know, I'm talking about like I'm married. I'm happily married. I love my husband. But I don't sometime want to be married. I love you, babe. You know, and I say that because of the simple fact of sometimes it takes work to be married. You know, especially when you've been dealing with unhealthy relationships. You know, I'm talking about I came in here with everything I own. Insecurity, less than, not good enough, why me, and that just don't leave me syndrome. Do what you want to do. Just don't leave me. See, I came up in here with that. Now all of a sudden somebody loving me. And I'm allowing them to love me. That takes work. But then go back to that sometimes. See, when he don't do what I think he want to do, if he ain't moving quick enough and he ain't buying, I really don't want to be married. Sleep on the couch. I get with you tomorrow. And that's not right. That ain't right. Because I ain't feeling what I think I'm supposed to feel. That's not the way you're doing a healthy relationship. You know, it takes some work. And I don't always want to do that, y'all. I just don't always want to do it. Some things have been going on in my life that I am powerless about. But some stuff I just can't turn off. You know, I have been blessed with a set of twins. And last year, I was talking to one of my aunties in sponsorship. And I was telling her that my twins have been diagnosed with MS. And the disease, I know, because see, what I learned right here, I can't blame everything on the disease. See, once you know, you can't go back to not knowing. So I can't blame, I already know the issue that I want to blame some stuff and on other people, and which has nothing to do with anybody else. I have nothing to do with God's business. What I know is that I'm grateful that I'm clean. I'm grateful that I'm clean. This time, so I can be there for my children. And I'm not talking about sometime. I'm talking about every day I'm there for my children. This ain't something I'm putting sometime on. I can't do that because they need me. See, a lot of times in the past, while I was thinking that I got clean for me, you know, you need to stop doing this. But see, the God of my understanding already knew what was getting ready to happen. He already knew that my kids was going to need their mama. He already knew that I need to stop tricking, do what I need to do, take a bath, get that girl back her weave and buy my own. And do what I need to do so I can position myself to be a good mother. You know, I am so grateful to have this because the literature tells us that everybody don't get this. What I know is that it's been a gift for me out the gate. I'm talking about out the gate. And if you don't understand what I mean by a gift, think about some of the people that keep going in and out, in and out, in and out. And sometimes I want to say why, but I already know why. Everybody ain't supposed to get it. But what I am supposed to do is continually pray for them. Not judge them. Because what I can have a tendency to forget is forget who was here for me when I got here. How many times my mama opened up the door when she say, I'm about sick of you? How many times did nobody want to see me even coming? Now all of a sudden I get some time. And I want to judge somebody because they're going in and out. But I'm practicing spiritual principles. See, I'm talking about being able to do it, and I can't just do this thing sometime. You got to really remember that in order for you to see the blessings and reap the benefits, I've got to encourage this thing with other people and give other people hope. I heard Hope saying hope is H-O-P-E, hearing other people's experience. I'm talking about I know why I'm here, because the people that was here, look, when we get in that circle, y'all remember, right, that circle was awesome. We're talking about at the end of the meeting, y'all prayed me up in here. I'm the addict y'all prayed for up in here. Not sometime, every time y'all was praying for me. So when I get in the circle, I can't sometime pray for the person that's going back and forth. I got to pray for the person that's going back and forth, the person that's going to come, and the ones that are here. Because see what happens, sometimes we get some time and people think that we ain't got, you know, look, you done recovered. You know, they think that people with time don't go through nothing. You know, they have a tendency to go, you know, you're right where you're supposed to be. See, but what we don't finish giving them is that you're right where you're supposed to be based on the amount of work you've done in that area. If you ain't did no work on gossiping, guess what? You still gossiping. So you right where you're supposed to be. You're right. Based on the amount of work. If you still tricking, keep on. You just do some work. You'll be all right. And I say that because of the simple fact we got to remember that this is a process, y'all. It's a process. I had met a young lady. She came in here. She had 5 guys she was dating. And she got 6 years clean and she down to 2. She progressed. Come on now. But whose time is that? Who is I supposed to say she's supposed to be a certain place? That ain't my thing, check this out, as a sometimer, a new timer, old timer, and a newcomer, my job is to give the information. My job is to give them the hope to say, boo, you ain't gotta keep doing that, yo. You're gonna get what you get. That's what I'm supposed to do. Not beat them up. When did I become the great I am? Look, the highest position in Narcotics Anonymous is clean. As high as you can go. You can't get no better than nobody else up in here. Right? We all came in here with the same thing, the desire to stop using. A day at a time. That's it. You know, some of us think that when we come up in here, we got to get the car, the house, the picket fence. If I don't get that, do that make me less than? Nope. I ain't use no dope. I'm doing good. Everybody's desire is not the same to have some of this stuff. If I don't want all that stuff that you got, it's okay. Long as I'm not using it. Look, my little rented house would be just fine. Are you understanding what I'm saying? We're talking about being able to give anybody in this piece the opportunity to get clean. Whether you are the newcomer, the old timer, or the sometimer. We got to give each other a break up in here. And what I had to learn by that is that a lot of times if I'm sometime in practicing spiritual principles, I need to take a look at me. You know, like being in a meeting, sitting beside somebody and they texting.
Uh-oh.
Look. Go ahead, girl. The exact nature is that you is rude as hell. Listen to this, y'all, because what you just told that person beside you is that what you talking about ain't that important to me. You just let somebody know that their recovery is not important to you because I'm probably texting. I'm guilty of it too. I'm sitting there texting, I'm in a meeting, I'll be out. That's crazy. And somebody sitting beside me is dying. Woo. I got to learn how not to be a sometime in recovery. You know, am I really doing what I'm supposed to do for me so that I can carry the message to somebody else? That's all I want to do. That's all I want to do is take somebody out of there, help somebody get out of their misery. I'm telling you, man, because it takes work to get clean. I mean, get out. It takes work to get clean, though, too, don't it? It takes work to use y'all, but what I know is that if I come up in here and take some of the suggestions that the old-timer has given me, because I'm grateful for them predecessors, too. You know, I don't know. Because has anybody just imagined, like, where would we be if somebody won't hear before you? How dare me get some clean time and I don't want to do no service work? I got 2 jobs. I can't open up the home group. I'm talking about me, y'all, so y'all look at me. I'm talking about me. I'm the one that is guilty of this stuff. I'm talking about being able to look at me and say, look at here, I need to do something about me because if I'm going to participate in my recovery, I need to participate in every area. Every area. And giving back what was so freely given to me is an awesome thing. For somebody to even ask me to speak is awesome to me. Because ain't nobody want to hear me coming unless I had something to give. And then when I ran out of that, they was ready to go. And I had to go too. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I want to thank this convention. I want to thank the people that shared this podium with me. I want to thank y'all for being here and thanks for letting me share.
All right, can we give all our speakers another round of applause? This workshop's like to close with the gratitude prayer.